Rain worsened from a steady drizzle to a pounding, punishing deluge of icy sleet. Colleen Kelly strengthened the spell around herself. It sizzled where it ran up against the droplets. At least she wasn't quite as wet as she would have been without its protection. Pavement glistened wetly in the last of the day's light. It was just past 3 in the afternoon, but December days were short in the northern latitudes, and Fairbanks was pretty far north. "At least it's not snowing," she muttered as she pushed through a nearby glass-fronted door into the magician supply store she owned with two other witches in the older part of downtown. Bells hanging around the door pealed discordantly. She sent a small jolt of magic to silence them. "I heard that. Not the bells, but you. It's supposed to snow this time of year. How could you possibly be pleased the weather patterns have gone to hell?" Jenna Neal stalked over to the coat rack where Colleen stood. Blonde hair, hacked off at shoulder level, framed a gamine's face, and shrewd hazel eyes. Jenna towered over Colleen's 6-foot height by a good 4 inches, and her broad shoulders would have made most men jealous. Between her trademark high-heeled boots and a scruffy embroidered red cloak tossed over skin-tight blue jeans, she looked as exotic as the anti-hex hoop earrings dangling from each ear. Colleen rolled her eyes, shook out her coat, and hung it on the rack. "Spare me your lecture about global warming, okay? It's cold enough to snow. It just isn't, for some reason." The line of Jenna's jaw tensed. Indian spices wafted through the air, mingling with the scents of herbs, dried flowers, and desiccated body parts from small animals. Colleen's stomach growled. Breakfast had been at 6 that morning, a long time ago. Pretty bad when even dried newt smelled like food. "Did you cook something?" she asked. "And if you did, is there any left?" A terse nod. Jenna turned away, walking fast. Colleen lengthened her normal stride to catch up. "Hey, sweetie, what happened? You can't be in this big a snit over the weather." Jenna kept walking, heading for the small kitchen at the back of the store. "A lot of things. I was just having a cup of tea. Shop's been dead today." She disappeared behind a curtain. Colleen glanced over one shoulder at the empty store. The phalanx of bells around the door would alert them if anyone stopped in. The minute she tugged the heavy upholstery fabric that served as a kitchen door aside, the pungent tang of Irish whiskey made her eyes water. "You said tea." "Yeah, well, I spiked it." Colleen grunted. "Smells like you took a bath in booze. What the fuck happened?" She grabbed the larger woman and spun her so they faced one another. "We got another pay your tithe or die email from our coven." Jenna's nostrils flared in annoyance. "So? That's like the 10th one." There were new policies none of them agreed with, so they'd joined with about 20 other witches and stopped paying the monthly stipend that supported their coven's hierarchy. "It's not what's bothering me." Jenna pulled free from Colleen, tipped her cup, and took a slug of what smelled like mostly liquor. Colleen fought a desire to swat her. Getting to the point quickly had never been one of Jenna's talents. She clamped her jaws together. "What is?" "Ra's cold with problems." Jenna turned and started toward the steep staircase ladder leading to her bedroom above the shop. "You can't just drop that bomb and leave." Colleen made another grab for Jenna to keep her in the kitchen. Worry for their friend aided her. Of the three of them, Ra's was by far the most volatile. "What happened? I thought she was in Missouri, or maybe it was Oklahoma, visiting that dishy dude she met online." "Didn't work out." The corners of Jenna's mouth twisted downward. Colleen quirked a brow, urging her friend to say more. Jenna plowed on. "He only wanted her for her magic. Turned out he preferred men." "Oh, shit." Colleen blew out a breath. She must have been disappointed. Half a snorting laugh bubbled past Jenna's lips. "Maybe now she is. At the time, furious would have been closer to the mark." Colleen's throat tightened. Crap. What'd she do? She didn't hurt him, did she? Not directly. She turned him over to the local coven. Thank God. Colleen let go of Jenna and laid a hand over her heart. Roxanne Lantry was more than capable of killing anyone who pissed her off. It was how she ended up in Alaska.